The Wisconsin Grants Program has been around since the late 60s. It provides need-based grants to Wisconsin residents looking to pursue undergraduate studies at UW institutions, Wisconsin technical colleges, private nonprofit schools in the state, and tribal colleges. According to a memo released last week by the state's nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau, about 3,600 UW students and about 38,000 technical college applicants were denied financial assistance during the past year. That's because the $58 million program ran out of money. State Senator Jennifer Schilling is the ranking Senate Democrat on the legislature's Committee on Universities and Technical Colleges. She says the Walker administration and state Republicans are to blame.
We have not kept pace. We've made the choice if that's not been a priority in our state budget.
But Sherry Nelson says funding levels haven't been cut under the Walker administration. She is the administrative policy advisor at the state's Higher Educational Aids Board, which administers the grants. Nelson says state dollars supporting grants have either stayed steady or been increased slightly. But she said the demand for financial support has increased.
There's a lot of people that have lost their jobs, so they have had to go back and get some additional training. So that's why we're seeing the increased enrollment.
The Higher Educational Aids Board is planning to ask for a $6 million budget increase for the first year of the next biennial state budget to accommodate those increased applications. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public.